Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, just to be clear, I'm going to be looking at Mac for the entire show today. Is that correct? He's smiling now. That's okay.
We can put up a screen if you want.
No, that's A-okay. Why is my TMOS show, Mike O'Mara Show logo, not on the wall? It's the last day. What's wrong with that?
It fell.
The stickers on the back.
I guess Mac will tell you.
They've been falling off. So I mean,
stickers.
Turn his microphone off now. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're right. You speak when spoken to, son.
Let's not let the wheels fall off the wagon here, fellas. Let's get that back up on the wall.
Here's the solution.
Why can't he do it? He doesn't need to sit there and be on mic. I need him to do that.
This is the solution. He can sit there and hold it. That way it's on camera and you don't see him.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Perfect. I think that's fantastic.
Pay no attention to the man behind the logo.
I think that's a great idea. That's marvelous. That's simply the question again, what do we have to replace the stickum? Is that what the hell's going
also,
on?
Also, it fell and it's bent. It's being redone.
But it looks fine from here. So stick it back on the goddamn wall because we paid a lot of money for it and I want it up there. I want to see Mac, that's your job during the show today. Make sure it's
Other wall there, buddy.
You know what? This is
a little higher. A little higher.
You know what this is, Mike? This is
a little higher. Yeah, right up next to the other one.
This is a weird happenstance, and it doesn't happen often. What we have is the Oscarless pony. And when Oscar is not here, pony has a little more bravado.
When his chief disciplinarian is off campus. But let's be honest, okay? I'm the COOEO of this operation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I still feel that way. What does that say about the way I operate? Well, when the Bolivian is not around, with the walking bowl of testosterone is not here to discipline me about everything. I ask him about payments to me. And he'll say, would you mind if I, but I'm working on that.
It means that Oscar is a dick.
Thank you very much. No, he's a good boy. But anyway, you were gonna ask me.
Yeah, buddy.
You were gonna ask me about my social calendar.
You said you teased something.
That's good, Mac. Great job. Fantastic. That worked really well. Let me ask this.
Yes.
The stickum that goes on it. Is there a need of replacing that? Perhaps.
Yes, there is.
So what is the? And by the way, what is the space age polymer that we are using to fasten that to our exposed brick wall?
I'm not sure.
Looks like two sided tape.
It's a little more
complicated deal. All right. Hey, well,
I want him to entertain another question before we move on.
Yes.
Mac, right. The tape that did not hold it there, is that the same tape that allowed it to fall in the first place?
It is.
Okay, so what have we learned?
That we need to replace the tape.
Ah, yay! That's it. And that's your job.
Go to the druggist and see if they have something that can affix it to our brick wall.
I can do that.
Absolutely. Right. Go get some double-sided tape.
And
we'll see you later. And
so turn off his microphone.
Give him a little cash. Do any? Well, no, it's Pony and Rob, so they don't have any cash in their pockets, right?
I got cash.
What the hell does that
Do you have any cash
mean?
At all?
Look at this.
Well, you don't carry it. You don't care. You have cash?
Of course.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. Look at that. Was that a fiver?
That was a 20.
That was a $20 bill.
$20 bill.
And it wasn't even counterfeit. You know what that was?
That's awesome.
Legal tender.
That's awesome sauce. That's fantastic. So he is tasked with that little trifecta pool with you, me, and Pony right now. What do you think what is the percentage of success that he will
my prediction
come back
is,
with without an excuse?
My prediction is this. He will come back with something, he will hang it, and it will fall before the audio vault is done.
It would seem to me that double-sided tape that was used before you know, held up pretty well for a while, and then did it just fall? Is that, or was it knocked to the ground? I'm curious.
I think it just fell.
Yeah, yeah. One night we came in, and then it wasn't hanging anymore.
One night? What?
I mean, one day.
Yeah, one night we brought some broads back here, Mike, and the logo was off the wall.
Well, I want it up on the wall. Little things mean a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stuff like that that if we, that's why we're not a radio station, okay? If we're a radio station, that falls off the wall, Rob, and when does it get replaced?
Immediately.
Never. Never, ever, ever. If it's a radio station, it would sit on the floor for the millennium.
Oh,
it would not.
If it was WJFK, it would never be replaced. And in fact, it would be stolen by a weekender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A bitter weekender.
The only person that's going to really care about it is the person you're listening to right now. Because that is the way it works.
Blow me a kiss from across the room.
This is our motto.
What the hell is that?
This is Little Things Mean a Lot.
Nice. They do.
When I'm not. Right.
Who sings this crap?
This is Kitty Callan.
Touch my hair as you pass my chair.
Little things mean a lot.
Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street.
All right, we're not going to go deep into that.
No, it's just we just wanted a little of it, but it's good music to think of Mac going to the
can
druggist.
Can you start it again, though, from the beginning
I can
play with it?
Thank you. Okay, here we are. The Miss Kitty Callan.
Blow me a kiss from across the room.
Thank you very much. All right. That's all. That's all I wanted. That's all.
All right.
Turn her off. Turn her off now. You know. And thank you for sending me the horror music that we'll talk about in the bonus show today. So I'm very excited about
that. Oh, great bonus show this week.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Very, very. Another great bonus show. And, you know, hey, you're still stepping up a little bit, but I want you to step up more. Okay? We're going to have a story and news you may not need today on the Mike O'Mara Show that I believe will illustrate to our listening audience how they can reach out and truly explode the listenership of this program. And if you're able to explode the listenership of this program, you will ensure that we will be around for a long, long time.
We shall continue. We shall persevere.
If you're not able to explode the listenership of this program, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't make any guarantees.
No.
Can you, Rob? I mean, we can't do that.
Mike, we are always one step away from me going into some middle-of-the-road station and playing Kitty Callan for real.
There it is.
That's all I've got. It goes. I'll just bring my box of records.
And that's, you know, and that's not what we want. We want to keep this alive. And so keep buying the bonus packages and keep supporting us and keep patronizing our advertisers. And you'll, you know, and then maybe I'll listen. That's not George Harrison talking about that. But anyway, getting back to that, you know, we all have our social thing. Rob's got his supper club.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oscar's got Todd Moore and all his metrosexual friends that he likes to hang around with.
Pony has his anime orgies.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I wasn't going to mention
sex parties.
I live down here in Cocoonville, and I have gotten... Thank you. Thank you so much. I have gotten more plugged into Cocoonville in the time that I've been down here, and it's nice. And I realize, Carl and I both realize what that entails. It means, you know, when you're more familiar with people, that's how you kind of develop these relationships.
It seems like this has been a 2016 thing for you. You seem to be more involved this calendar year. Was it sort of even an unspoken New Year's resolution to be more involved? Down there?
It wasn't a New Year's resolution to be more involved, but what it was something that we just observed. We plugged at it last year, but it just did. There was no go. We were the oddity. We were the older guy with the younger wife. And by the way, if you watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills,
yes,
they've got me beat. Thank you very much. Uh-oh. But it's a situation where just being down here again, where they know you're all in, has resulted in greater participation. Got invited to a Super Bowl party. We've already had a couple of couples over for dinner. We're enjoying our life down here, and it's old and it's young. We're going out tonight with another couple. They're not a Cocoonville couple, but they're a younger couple.
How
that
did
we're
you
going
meet
out with Choich.
Ah.
And
is he a member of the guild as well?
No, I don't believe he's a member of the guild, but he might be in the choir. There you go. He might be in the choir.
Nice.
Very nice man. So we're going out with, it's better, and I mentioned to the guys off air that Tuesday night we've got something very special, and Rob seemed to be very excited about it and wanted to talk about it, so I don't know why.
You said you mentioned earlier in the week when we do our little pre-show meeting, you had a new social engagement that you're being involved in, and it sat in my brain for the last 3 days, and I thought about...
Right.
Mike's going to hate this. Mm-hmm. And yet you've committed to it on a regular basis?
Now, let me ask you this.
What?
Why would I hate Trivia Night at Cocoonville Central? Why would I hate that?
I think that anyone who has heard past bonus shows and even our terrestrial show, you're hyper-competitive when it comes to trivia contests.
I'm looking at the seat of hyper-competitiveness in these games. No one likes to win or others to lose more than you do in a game, so I'm competitive, and I cuss you when you win. I won't be doing that, but it's not going to take away the spirit of the game. In fact, I would say when we're talking about these trivia games, you and I have both done pretty well in trivia contests.
I would say, that we are probably the two best competitors on staff. Oftentimes, though, I am put into the role of the quiz master.
I just had a wonderful idea.
What's that?
That you're gonna like.
What's that?
Well, you know, I've gotten into this this fancy dictation texting that I do now that Carly got me into.
Yeah, I watched you doing it. Yeah.
Well, I do it a lot now because it's just quicker. It's faster. It's just a little bit faster. Oh, hold on. Put the brakes on, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. I'm talking about Mac the intern has returned. How did it go, boy?
It went fine.
It went fine. I got Scotch permanent mounting tape.
Okay, I slate that one. We're gonna have
another
to.
One.
What is it again? What's it called again?
Scotch permanent mounting tape.
Yes. Wow. You know what? How long have you been with the program, Mac?
About 2 years.
And he's really come a long way, hasn't he?
It's fun. It's fun. So, you work busily at that as we're doing the show, and good luck to you, okay? Thanks for doing it so quickly.
And don't be stingy with the tape.
Yeah,
I will not.
What you want to do is notice how the bricks are connected by mortar. You want the tape to touch the brick. You're going to have better contact there.
Got it.
Yes.
Very good, Rob. Good supervision. Way to go. That's terrific.
Well, you know what?
And Mac, one more time. Can you just tell us the product name again, please?
It is Scotch Permanent Mounting Tape.
Thank you very much. Where were we, Rob? We're talking about trivia.
You had an idea.
My idea is that if I could do it secretly, where we'd have the questions that might be stumpers, because this kind of trivia, right, when you're doing it with a person that's running the game, and I think they bring in one of these kind of
they
DJ
hire a
services.
Firm. Yeah.
Yeah, they get the people to come and do it. So there's not the quick response is not necessarily the key. It's just knowing the answers, and it's a round table. So I think I would be able to clandestinely, if I didn't know the answer, I'd say,
Handelstein.
Rob, who wrote the song Such and Such from Bank? And you'd be able to quietly text me, and we'd be able to cheat.
Oh, you know what? How
that
about
would
this?
Be wonderful, wouldn't it?
What about an open phone line on Carla's phone, and then I text you the answer?
Very fun. Very fun.
Because you know what? You wouldn't be able to text. They'll be all over that. The DJ, whoever the Casey Kasem is that's running the trivia show, is going to have his eye out for cheaters.
I suppose you're right, but it's an option, and we're going with the McFiggins, so they're extremely smart. They're one of the smarter couples down here.
I know all these states and capitals, and I can tell you all the people that ever won an Oscar.
They are super, super smart, and I think that that's why we fused to them.
It's a team thing. Is it a team of four?
There are three couples, and so it's six people. It's a wild card couple. We don't know. We deferred to the McFiggins to pick the other couple.
You'll need a team name.
Yes. And by the way, as we get to the body of the show, I mentioned yesterday that the Hotel O'Mara is open and visitation season has begun down here in Southwest Florida.
Yes, you teased that the first guest was going to blow our mind.
Right. I'll give you this as a tease before we start the show. Okay. And you can get right to the music after this. The person that's coming down to visit next week, our very first visitor in Florida, could get me kicked out of here.
Oh. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Danny, are you all right, honey?
Yeah.
He almost dropped.
Yeah.
Keep covered up.
I'm okay. Thank you. Oh, I almost died. Thank you.
Get him on this.
Oh, my God. My Mercedes.
Mercedes
on thin ice!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
That's what I paid for.
Danny, Danny, we'll get someone to fish it out for you.
What the hell am I going to do with a rusty Mercedes? Oh, it's gone. Okay, it's gone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by SeatGeek.
Oh, the
it's
best.
It's the smart way to buy and sell tickets for live events because SeatGeek gets out there for the NBA, the NHL, concerts, college basketball. SeatGeek does it all. They really, if you want to describe SeatGeek, it's one of the places where they gather all the websites that offer you tickets, and they combine them so you can see the best deals that you can get to go to any event that you want. And for sports and concert tickets, it's a lot like Kayak or Expedia.
Yes, exactly.
Now, they make it easy. They take all the tickets on other sites, put them in one place, and they also grade each and every ticket from 0 to 100 so you can quickly find the best deal within your budget. That's what I love about SeatGeek.
Yep.
That's the best part of it. Best of all, SeatGeek always shows you the full price of every ticket up front, so you don't get to check out and then say, what's this $50?
Yeah,
what is that that they put in there?
$1,000.
You don't have surprise fees. Beware, if you're shopping for tickets to the big game on StubHub, you know the big game that I can't tell you what the
exactly.
real name of it is?
Sure.
They tack on hundreds, even thousands of dollars with fees at checkout, so don't be fooled. There's a lot of hinky stuff going around with the big game, and you should use SeatGeek because they are very secure, and they know about all these unscrupulous fees, and they eliminate it. Right now, all of our listeners can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase, but if you're buying tickets and you're last minute and you're wanting to go to the big game, on SeatGeek, if you go there, after entering the code TMOS, SeatGeek will send you $100,
wow.
$100. That's true. Just download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add promo code, then enter TMOS. SeatGeek will send you $20 after your first ticket purchase, or if you're going to the big game, $100. That's it, $100 for the big game. Download the free SeatGeek app right now and use the promo code TMOS, and we thank you.
Carrie, you know, she's the big concert girl, and she loves shopping for tickets, and this has made it so easy for her because every dealer is right there in front of her. She loves it.
You buy more tickets to concerts and music events than probably anybody on the show.
Yeah,
and,
true enough.
You know what you're looking for. I love to look at the seat and the angle for a ball game that I'm going to go to. And
but
it's
the same
fantastic.
For a concert. You know, we used it to buy. In March, I think it is. Duran is touring. You know who the opening act is? Is Nile Rodgers and Chic. It's going to be such a great concert. And
disco, so, retro.
It'll
you know,
good.
What is the deal? Rob Spiewak, and I know hopefully you're going to have a little, I know you're obsessed with death, so I would assume you're going to have something Maurice White within the audio vault.
Every
today,
record
right?
we play today will be a Maurice White record. And if you want to, we can go through the hit list of Earth, Wind & Fire, which is pretty staggering.
You know, it's funny. We've had a horrible year in 2016 as far as celebrities and especially music people, you know, and to let you know how I feel, I think Rob knows how I feel about Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, I used Earth, Wind, and Fire for a long time for both on the radio and on the podcast,
yep.
my closing music, and Turn to Stone.
Yeah,
you know,
Into
and
Stone.
It's just Into Stone. I mean, Into Stone. And the fact is, Turn to Stone's ELO. I really, really, yesterday's when it just got me. Now, listen. He's been sick for a very, very long time. He's
hasn't
been
even
sick
been,
since the
90s. Hasn't even been performing with the band.
But it's still, for me, yesterday was the tipping point, for a very, just an amazing 2016 where they are dropping like flies. Now, look, he was sick. Abe Vigoda was old.
Yeah.
Al Molinaro was old. But it's just, David Bowie wasn't. And, David Bowie had a lot more to give. And it truly was, this is one of those transitional bands that bridged the gap between black and white. And the fact is that, Earth, Wind, and Fire, when I was in high school, people were just so excited about their sound. And
yeah.
And I love him. And his distinctive voice.
Oh, yeah.
It, just made these records so... I don't know. Last night, man, Carla comes out, and I'm watching all those horrible videos.
Yeah,
Earth, Wind, and Fire
really
did.
They tried too early to get in on
tried.
The video movement. Yeah.
Oh God, and they were using techniques. Yeah, God love them. They were doing that, but as far as a live show, Never got to see the original Earth, Wind & Fire, but I plan to go see the incarnation now because they still tour.
Yeah, well,
and
they do.
I'd love to see Philip Bailey and company, and you know, I'd love to see that.
It was one of the obits I read. It said something so true and so telling. It says they took America by storm with their horns and their upbeat music, and I mean, it just, you hear their music and you smile. It has just got such a great feel to it. And he was also a great producer. You know, he produced for the Emotions. And he had this vision of pop music with a soul bass and just the tightest horns. And
you hear a lot about David Bowie. You're probably not going to hear the same amount about Maurice White. But Maurice White, for me, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire was it. I adored that band. And I cannot believe I haven't seen them because I hear their live shows are absolutely incredible.
They oftentimes tour with Chicago, I think. I think that's a good package deal in the summer.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Go on a night where they play
Chicago. Chicago's like the Monkees, as far as I'm concerned, as far as seeing Chicago. I mean, really, it's just like, okay, hey, Chicago's touring. Yeah, with like, what, one guy from the original band or something like that?
Yes.
Know, it's like Peter Cetera and Chicago. It's like, okay, stop. Just stop, you know.
You know what? It'll get to a point where it's Peter Cetera's Chicago.
Well, the thing about the drill, and look, all the bands have done this.
Yeah.
You know, the ancient bands, they're bands that tour and license the name of the original artist and tour with where there's no member. Because they might be all dead. Am I right about that? Isn't
absolutely
that how they do that?
Think,
you know better
than I
do.
The last number I heard, I think there have been 28 Temptations.
Jeez.
That's incredible.
Seriously.
And I think, who's the guy we met in Vegas? Was that a spinner or a Temptation?
That was a spinner, and he was not an original spinner.
Right,
but
right,
I think there was one or two original spinners still touring with the band.
But really, you know, as time goes by, it gets harder and harder. Now, with Earth, Wind & Fire, there are a lot of original members, correct?
Yes, and I think, Philip Bailey still tours with them, and I think Maurice White's son handles his vocals. Isn't that true? Yeah.
And who's the skinny guy that plays the guitar or the bass or whatever? You know, the guy that's super skinny?
I know who
he's not Philip Bailey, but you know the guy I'm talking about. The guy that looks like he weighs like 11 pounds.
Yes.
He's always, you know.
He looked good with all those rainbows around him in the videos, didn't he?
It was scary. It looked very scary. So safe home, safe travels to
this one hit me pretty hard because of the amount of great music he was responsible for. Just great.
I know
stuff.
It's a drag. Yeah, and I don't. As I said, it was the tipping point for me. There was controversy. I don't know whether I have it in news you may not need or not. But Piers Morgan, he sent out a tweet about Susan Sarandon at the SAG Awards, showing cleavage when she did the memorial reel that they ran.
Right.
It's like, Piers, you know, bite me. I mean, so she's got the guns, let them out, and then it was a sexy outfit. It didn't take away from the sincerity of her intro, but then, so I decided I'd take a look at it online, and I'm watching the death reel online, and it's just, that's 2015.
Yeah.
And then they included Bowie.
Of course.
And I'm watching this, and is it, you know, much like El Nino and 10 times more rain that we're getting down here in South Florida, it seems like we're getting 10 times more celebrity deaths. Could they be connected? I don't know.
You think the blizzard, all the rain is getting them? Oh, and you know, one other thing that Maurice White was responsible for that's actually part of our show fabric, without him, we wouldn't have the Banff. Because that is actually from an Earth, Wind & Fire record. So,
Do you have Turn to Stone or In the Stone?
Yeah, absolutely.
And isn't that like basically a... There we go, ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by...
Yep.
Hope you're doing well. It's the Mac McIntosh Show on WAVA.
Oh,
can you give me a little more... Give me a more level on my send, Rob, so I can hear that. Just for me. Can you give that to me a little bit? Thank you very much. Mac McIntosh will be joining you this weekend with a fabulous show. Michael McIntosh, everybody. That's right. He's been referred to as one of the most amazing talents in the history of music. So, without further ado, stay tuned for the Mike McIntosh Show on WAVA. Hey, there's another post. Fantastic. That means I got to keep talking. Hey, snowbirds, you're going to get a little bit this weekend. Beware if you're heading up the 95 slab. That's right. More snow is on the way as El Nino wreaks havoc on the entire eastern seaboard. 32 degrees at WAVA.
Do you know how heartbreaking it is for you to put him on that radio station? For
Can you play September? Can I talk September up?
Oh, you bet. Oh, give me one. Actually, right. I have it over here. September in 3, 2, WAVA.
Hey, everybody, WAVA, 15 minutes past the hour on the Mike McIntosh Show. How you doing? I'm Mike McIntosh. Great to have you with us, everybody. We got a big treat for you coming up. That's right, your chance to win the Power Porsche from Power 105. You could win one of 1,747 keys. What's another one? I'll try to talk them all up.
All right, hold on. Let's see what else we have here that's suitable for a talk upage. This is a great one. Boogie Wonderland.
Okay.
WAVA.
Hey, everybody. Michael McIntosh along with Matthew Bloom. It's the Pony and Mac Show for a fabulous Friday. Hope you're having a fantastic time. I know I am. Hey, listen, this weekend, it's your chance to win a piece of pie from WAVA.
So the prize went from an automobile to a piece of pie.
We shot the budget. Yeah. We shot the budget on the hour portion.
Do you want to do
something? We've got another promotion coming up. I'll talk about that.
Oh, you want to do
a public service announcement.
Mike, this is actually on Love Lines. Okay, so this is a downbeat record. All right, WAVA.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Drew. How are you? Listen, you contracted a social disease recently? Are you having trouble with the plumbing? Having trouble satisfying that mate of yours? All the answers coming up on Love Lines at WAVA. I always like to know how much my delay is and whether it's a front delay or a back delay. Do I talk over it or do I miss it?
You miss it. You miss
it. Okay, so I got to go further a little
right.
bit. Okay.
All right, here's another one.
Try to do that.
Here's another one that this will probably be an overnight one. This would play in overnight.
Who's the guy? What's the Neil guy? Who's the guy? Neil Hollis? What is his name?
Oh, Glenn Hollis.
Glenn Hollis. Okay. All right, thank you.
Glenn Hollis, WAVA.
Hi, everybody. It's Glenn Hollis. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Coming up just after midnight, I'll be taking your phone calls from the lost and disenfranchised. That's right. That's what I'm here for in the middle of the night. You happen to be comfortably sitting next to your radio. I'm the voice of companionship that takes you through the nights. I'll be with you until 5 o'clock in the morning when Pony and Mac come in. That's right, Pony and Mac have a fabulous show. Free cups of coffee for the first 10 listeners that drop by the studio with a live girl on WAVA.
WAVA Live Girl Challenge.
Yes. Are we running out of Earth, Wind, and Fire yet?
We have one more you can do if you like.
All right, very good.
Jingle singers can't laugh. WAVA.
WAVA. It's the Uncle Mike Show. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday, because aren't the weekends what we all work for? Of course they are. Hope you're having a fantastic time. Here's your forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 32 degrees. Saturday, some clouds move in, might have some snow, so beware of that. Our forecast calls for anything from a slight dusting in the suburbs to over 3.5 feet in the middle of the city. So basically, you're all Oh, that was fun. That was big fun. Well,
can we take a break?
Yes. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'll be back with more fun and talk to the guys and find out how old Rob Spiewak dodges the Valentine's bullet every single year. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I have been hit up by listeners and friends that have asked me to write their form.
Yes.
And it's not a big deal.
I'd send a prompt go to hell out on that one.
That's the way the Kentucky Colonel-dom is based on.
Who asked you?
There was a listener who I actually had some interaction with because their family went through some medical issues with their kids.
It's make a wish. Jesus Christ.
That takes us out. He's trying to block us. That's what he's trying to do. Now we're complete and total ass.
I have turned people down with their request for colonel.
I can make your son a colonel. That'll solve everything.
I did it for the dad, you ass.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. NSFW.
Yeah, not safe for anything.
Not safe for, NFSA, or whatever it is. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Pro Flowers. We're going to talk about Valentine's in a second here, but I got my Pro Flowers for Carla. They arrived yesterday. I was a little early ahead of the curve, and she loved it. Pro Flowers is is seriously and has been for a very, very long time the go-to because they just don't screw it up.
No,
Pro Flowers are the pros, and they have everything you need to win big Valentine's Day. Even if you're not planning on getting another gift, if you get the flowers taken care of, you're taken care of, and your life is taken care of. Happy wife, happy life.
Thank you. There is a repairman that lives in my father's condominium, and he says that all the time.
Yeah,
happy
well,
wife,
right.
Happy life. He's right.
Here's the Pro Flowers deal that we're offering our listeners. One dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for only $19.99. If you order this week, they're going to throw in free chocolates, too, to make your Valentine even happier. Or you can really do it upright and double the roses for $9.99 more. That's doppel roses.
Love it.
All you have to do is go to proflowers.com and use our code. You know it, you love it, TMOS. Plus, Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. Remember, this is the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal, including free chocolates if you order this week. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone on the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS again. That's proflowers.com, click the microphone and type in TMOS. Boom! It's that easy. Order today because this deal expires tonight at midnight.
Get
Am
on
I
it,
right,
folks.
Fellas?
Get on it. And think of the beauty of this. You order it today, you're done. You're set.
That's right.
You're ready
to
go.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to the show, you know, you upload it and you're listening to the show on Saturday, yeah, you're screwed on that. Just thought I'd pass that along.
Well, Mike, that's a good way to look at it.
All right. Talking about Valentine's Day, in a related note, I was out at the golf store, and since Mrs. O'Meara is now playing golf again, got her what I thought was an early Valentine's gift.
You are truly a romantic.
Well, no, here it is. She loved it. They were like discounted shoes that I found for her. And now
would
wait
you
a minute.
Care enough to give the very best? Sure, they're in two different sizes, but they are.
They are fantastic.
We are.
They
all you have to do is put a paper towel in the big one, and
they
it
were
tucks it right there.
They were Skechers. Is that what that brand
Skechers?
Name is?
Yeah. Skechers? Oh, I didn't realize you had a golf store that opened every day in 1988.
Yeah, they were very, very nice. And so I presented her
are
with those.
Are they golf shoes?
They're golf shoes. They're specifically designed for golf.
Spikes or soft spikes or what's
they're the hybrids, they call them, you know, where they're not the little screw-in spikes, but they're the little traction thing that where you can wear them all. It's the kind that I wear. Not Skechers, but I wear that type of a shoe. Why are we talking about this? No.
You also wear discounted shoes?
No, I don't. But anyway, I bring the shoes home, and I took the little guy out.
Okay.
And I said, we're going to do a little shopping for Mama. And he has a little bit of a cold, and he's all O'Meara when he has a cold.
What does that mean?
That means that for the entire afternoon, from about 2:30 through 5 o'clock, he was on the bubble. He was borderline the entire time. You know, and I know his tells... he goes back to the thing I used to discuss when he was close to infancy, where he would repeat and repeat and repeat. You know, so it's like, you know, I'll say, we're gonna go to the store, get a Valentine for Mommy, and he'll go, get a Valentine for Mommy. Get a Valentine for Mommy.
Is that do you interpret that as he's trying to stay involved and be positive, but that's all he's got? He's like just on fumes?
Yeah, he will repeat something, and I'll say, and maybe sometime we can go to the beach. And he says, go to the beach. Want to go to the beach.
Okay.
Want to go to the beach. Want to go to the beach.
Oh,
wanna
no.
Want to go to the beach. Want to go to the beach. And I'm like, what I want to do, the non-adult in me, you know, wants to go, shut up with the beach. I don't want to hear it anymore. But he goes on, and he goes on. But, man, I was the master of the bait and switch, of the distraction, of keep him. And I kept him out for 2 hours in a outdoor mall walking area.
Okay.
And I will give credit to this mall. They actually had some diversions. The first thing that I took full advantage of was they have these outdoor fountains, and there were little fishies in the fountains, and that's 10 minutes right there. I said, that's 10 minutes. That's 5 minutes going in, 5 minutes coming back.
Do you
that's
feed
buy
the fish? Do you watch them?
They don't allow you to feed the fish. They're those little koi fish, but the fish
they keep a lot of secrets?
They're koi, you know, like a koi pond. You know, they're like giant goldfish, okay?
Well, I think it's the same thing, actually. I think a koi is a goldfish. A goldfish grows to the size of its environment. So right. if you put it in a huge fountain, mm-hmm. it's going mm-hmm. to get big. But they're not.
Well,
good
there are
eating.
Also some in the Pacific Ocean that are the size of Hawaii.
That's right. And those we call Mothra.
I mean, do they really grow to the size of their?
Well,
if
I think
they grew to the
certain,
size
I
of their environment, they'd be giant.
Well, they're not saltwater creatures. How would they be in the ocean?
Well, that's right. It's freshwater.
Yeah.
So what if you put one in a Great Lake, Mr. Science?
By the way, I've been up there. Those lakes aren't that great.
No, but what if you put the?
I think
are you
going to
bring out when we're down one? Are you going to bring out all your shtick bullshit to diminish my product?
No.
I mean, do you feel like because the Bolivian's not here that this suddenly becomes Spiewak shtick zone? It does not.
No,
Let
I
me make that extremely clear.
I think to a certain limit, they're not going to grow to be the size of like a blue whale. But also, mm-hmm. I think probably in an environment like the like a Great Lake, they're going to have predators that they're not going to encounter in a fountain. So they're probably going to get eaten before
See,
they get huge.
That was a good Mr. Mm-hmm. Science answer. I like that. But these were very, I would say probably
9 inches?
About probably a pound and a half, 2 pounds. Some of them were really big fish.
Right.
And they are so tame that they actually see people come to the fountain and they swim up. And then they actually poke out because they think they're going to get some kind of food.
But they're not allowed to be fed. That says there are people that are breaking the law.
But you know what I could do, though?
What?
I did it myself. You can actually pet the fish.
Now, that's not code, is it?
Have you ever petted a fish?
Well, I've touched a fish.
Well, you've touched a fish maybe that you've caught, but have you ever petted a fish where it didn't like freak out? That's how tame they were. They actually came out of the water with their little, they have like little suction cup mouths.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way they, and they came out of the water and I actually petted the fish.
Now that sounds sad, actually. Yeah. I think it does. Because
Why
I mean,
does it sound sad?
Because a fish is not cuddly. It's not like a dog or a cat. It's
but
a
it,
fish.
You know, it feels mm-hmm. kind of gross and slimy and smooth and I petted it.
Did
and
the boy
it,
do it?
He reached in, but I didn't want him to totter over. So, he
True
did
enough.
That. So we go in there, and then the next diversion was, what did I do with him?
How did he react when you petted the fish?
He didn't really notice. He's two. You know, he doesn't notice a lot.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep him happy, alive, and safe. That's all. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, and, making sure, that he doesn't do, an ass over tea kettle plunge into the pool. You know, fish! Splash! I didn't want that to happen. So,
meanwhile, someone comes up to you and say, it's okay. He'll grow to the size of his environment.
Yeah. So the next thing was the other fountain, and the other fountain was just a regular fountain with coins in it, and he was kind of fascinated by that. And it had little turtle sculptures there. So far, it's kid-friendly.
Yeah.
And then they
Did
had
you let him
one
throw
those...
a coin in?
No. I didn't have any change. So that speaks to the next thing that I saw. No, this is where I'm doing it. I'm doing it with no money out of pocket.
Right.
I'm going in there to get my wife something that is reasonably priced that can maybe cover me for Valentine's Day. So I roll in, and the next thing I see is this ancient, almost like the kind I used to sit on when I went to the department store, one of those electronic horsey rides that mm-hmm. they have where you put the money in.
Sure.
So we take him over to that. But it said 4 quarters to, and I'm not putting a buck.
A dollar?
Well, that's everywhere. That's everywhere now. If you go to anything for kids, like, it's a buck if you want them to ride those little stupid rides.
You know who
okay?
it is? That's the problem with Big Amusement. Big Amusement mm-hmm. can go
Big
F
amusement.
Themselves.
Big Amusement has done that. Big,
that's a quarter
Big
ride.
Carny.
That's a
Big
quarter
carny.
Ride at best.
Right.
Yeah.
And to me, to be honest, these are scattered, a couple of these, throughout the walking outlet mall
the
that
Esplanade.
We were at. It was the outlet mall is where we were.
They and, have them at Carrie's Outlet got, Mall, too. Yeah, those horses.
Everybody's got an outlet mall. For my money, you're in this area patronizing the shoppies.
Yeah.
They should work that into the mm-hmm. price, and you ought to be able to put your kids on one of those things when they're having a rough day and do that. So he's at the age now where he's still young enough where I can just put him on, and I sat him up on top of the horse, and I rocked it back and forth. I said, hey, you're riding the horsey. I mean, suddenly with my kid, I became Norm MacDonald. So he sat on the horse, and I was like, all right, it's just like you're out in the open plains, isn't it? Yeah, you're riding this thing. Yeah, it's entirely different. Yeah, Colonel Sanders right here. Rocking back and forth on this little horsey ride. Yeah, look, I know it's not. I didn't put the quarter in that machine, but it's kind of like I'm just rocking it back and forth.
here, kid. How you like? Grab the reins. Hey, there's an engine coming.
Shake it.
That's it. There you go. Hey, yeah, virtual dances with wolves right here. Hey, a little.
Any looks from any other grown-ups on the Esplanade when you're doing
well,
this?
Well, no, we were off on a side. You know, it's one of those things. You know, like where Carrie used to work?
Yeah,
where
the outlet
it's
mall.
Got all the different little offshoots.
Sure.
And it's like a little bit of a maze. So we were down the hallway there. Yeah,
I imagine that hell will be a lot like an outlet mall. When we get there, it's going to be crowded with bad parking. And
down here yesterday, a glorious weather day. It was fine. I can tolerate it. And it's the only place around here where you actually can get, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, because it's snowing here again.
No, but, oh, it is? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. It kills you, doesn't it?
It's going to be 62 here today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you might want to get a muff.
Bird, look, long sleeves. Oh. But anyway, so I rocked him on that, and it was on to the next diversion. And the next one was a little cart that they rented for $5 where I could put him in a little fire engine and tool him around. Because I said
stroller rental,
He's got a cold, and he's borderline, and... At the end of the day, a little teeny kid's cup of ice cream, back in the car, never had the meltdown. And I swear to God, with a two-year-old,
you walked the razor's edge. You walked the razor's edge.
Did not have a nap at preschool. Did not have enough rest. I aced it, and then got back home, had the little golf shoes, and Carla said, "That is so incredibly sweet." And as I'm walking back into the kitchen, I said, "Well, happy Valentine's Day." And her answer was, "Oh, no." That was the response. To that so that would be indicative of the fact that...
you better keep swinging there, Tiger.
My work is not done, but I want to talk about yours.
Yeah.
And see if you're still getting that sweetheart deal. And I mean that. When we come back, we'll have more on the Mike O'Meara Show. Earth with the Fire. You're making me sad today with that. You really are.
It's a tribute.
I swear to God.
Great music, man.
What a drag. Maurice White, Safe Travels. You gave us one of the great original American bands, and we're all better for it. Thank you very much. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Texture. I would assume there'll be some magazine article down the road, like whether it's Time or People or Newsweek, that'll have something about this incredible wave of celebrity deaths in 2016.
Yeah.
If you want your magazine content, you want to go to Texture. Everybody wants to be what the best they possibly can be. Self-improvement, you can do that with Men's Health. You can fix your wardrobe with Esquire. You can read all your magazines with an app called Texture. It's still the best way to read all of your favorite mags anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or your tablet, and it gets rid of the clutter. Browse hundreds, I'm not exaggerating here, hundreds of magazines.
Everything.
For the articles that interest you most, and the Texture editorial team recommends stories each day. Better yet, Texture's curated collections let me focus on my favorite topics. I love Texture. It's all right there. You can read everything you want. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Take advantage of this offer right now and better yourself with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free. Right now.
It's the time, folks. Mm-hmm. Do it.
At texture.com/TMOS. Thank you very much.
You know, I read Rolling Stone every issue I now read on Texture, and it's so great. Helps you stay plugged in with music.
Yeah, I mean, music, but also pretty topical political stuff.
Oh, I love
too,
it. It's great magazine.
Rolling Stone.
Great magazine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Oscar's doing his MBA thing. We're going to talk to Oscar about that on Monday. Find out when he's going to graduate. Now, if you're up there, would you go to his... Would you go to his graduation ceremony?
Oh, I can't wait.
I say this with him not here. Would you attend? If I was in the area, I wouldn't miss it.
Mike, I can't wait. There's nothing I like better than a summertime ceremony, a lengthy one, probably out of doors.
So, yeah.
Get my woolen coat, because I'm going to go sit in a Maryland summer's day. No, of course. You know what? We say it a lot. We are a family on this show, and we fight like family, but we also love each other. And I'm very proud of him that he's doing this and pulling it off. And yes, of course, I wouldn't miss it.
Well, he's not here today, and we'll talk to him about how it's going and maybe get that date out of him, the official graduation date.
Do you think he'll come up for it?
His graduation?
Yeah.
I already, it's in July, right?
I believe so. It's in the dead of summer. I know that.
Yeah, July is.
It's a great time for train travel.
Yeah, but July is fully booked for me. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, hey, real quick, while you talk about books, can I ask a hint, favor, question about your first guest at Hotel O'Mara?
Okay. I forgot to talk about that. I'm sorry, I teased that and I forgot to talk about
it. Is
that.
It a gentleman who his livelihood is based in law enforcement?
Yes, you got it. You got it right away. Thank you. Jerky's coming into town next week on a motorcycle.
Oh, that'll be good. He'll fit in your neighborhood.
With his girlfriend.
Oh, he's bringing a lady. Is she on a motorcycle or in a sidecar or on the back
of his?
Or?
I you know what? He texted me and then told me to call him, and I called him on drunk dialing night.
Okay.
So, and by the way, we're happy to have him, and Mrs. O'Mara's happy to have
him.
He's a fun guy. But I only started thinking about it after, because it was more like, yeah, come ahead. Come ahead. Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, so the way I get it, he's, I think, flying down to Lauderdale. Then he's making his way across.
Is he renting a bike?
Alligator Alley. I don't know. All I know is he's going to be on a motorcycle, and then he's moving on up to Tampa. This is his little Florida swing.
Yeah.
And they will be staying at the O'Mara Palace on Thursday, the first of the seasonal visitors that, you know.
I hope you can book him for an in-studio appearance.
Right. Rob, you've been in my home down here.
I have.
You know my space.
It's limited.
It's challenged. And so Elizabeth calls a week ago. That's when, you know, she calls a week ago.
This is your daughter. She's 18 now, 17, 18?
18 years 18. Old and coming down in February. And she said, Dad, I'm going to bring a friend. I said, that's great. Well, then the friend, one friend became two.
Uh-oh.
Now, two is, that's a total of three teenage, older
bodies.
College girls that are down here. And I said, you're pushing it, but, you know, I want to see my kid. So anything I can do. Last night it became four.
What?
And Daddy had to say no. No, that's a total of six showers in a house the size of a thimble, and it's not going
to
be happening.
When you have that many bodies, it's even pressed just to have them like watching TV. Not putting them up. I mean, that's a lot of bodies.
I know if they were down here, it would be all day at the beach. They'd be doing their own thing. They'd be self-sufficient. But, you know, I where I put them. When I have guests down it, they're in here.
In the studio.
They're in my studio. I don't have space down here. And by the way, until we get 500,000 listeners per show, probably not going to have more space down here. This is the place. This is where we're residing. That's just the way it's going to go. So they're coming down here. And I said, you know, it's hard when it's the whole broken home syndrome. We talked about that a little bit this week. The thing about it is it's hard to say no, but I didn't have a choice.
So did you cap it at her and
three
friends?
Which is still going to be, you know, challenged.
So four bodies coming down.
No, they're going to be Elizabeth and two friends.
Okay, so a total of three.
Four is not, it's not happening. I'm not doing it. I'm not coming in here where I have to work in every morning and having, you know, having to step over, you know, 18 cosmetics bags as I'm going to do my effing show. I don't want to do that.
Will you put one on the couch in the living room?
Elizabeth would be on the couch in the living room, and then the two friends would be on the air mattress. Yes. My name's Mike O'Mara, and I've fallen very, very far. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. No, this is a home that I purchased for a vacation getaway, and now it happens to be a primary residence, and I also happen in the meantime to plan so beautifully that I have a 29-month-old. So we're talking about square footage where, you know, this closet cannot accommodate seven bodies.
Right.
So we weren't going to do it. We weren't going to play that game, and
it's going to be fun.
She'll work it out.
You're going to love it. And you know what? As a rule,
told her the truth will set her free. So if she's got a third friend who is in was in the process of checking availability, I said, let that friend know prior to you dropping the hammer. Don't let her get all the approval, get excited, and then you say, you know, the great ogre daddy said, no way.
Do you think she's painting you as the villain in this story?
No, she's very cool. She was understanding. She's loving. She's smart, and she gets it. She understands.
And her friends are always pretty great, though, right?
Both my daughters have wonderful, wonderful friends, and you know, it's always fun because it's different personalities, and you know, but ultimately, I meant to talk about this all week. Ultimately, this is the new reality that when you live in a place that is a vacation destination,
right?
You during that season when people pop down, you become kind of a hostel. as opposed to a home. You
it's
know?
Very similar to the first home in, say, a suburban neighborhood that builds a swimming pool.
Right.
People exactly. just sort of descend, and they assume it's okay, and they don't think about the imposition that they're
being. Yeah, and family, I don't care. But it's like when it's two additional and then three additional, I said, no, we're not doing it that way. So we will have now jerky, followed by, well,
on
I don't know
motorcycle,
what order.
Guns a-blazing.
We've got my my wife's friend and her husband with their child coming down okay. also, which will back up to... the mother-in-law coming down. She's a regular visit. She's family. She knows the drill. She's mm-hmm. perfectly. Then following that will be Elizabeth. And then, you know, we still probably have several others that are
And I'll be
down
there on so. The 10th of March.
Bring the whole family.
I hope to. It'll be myself, my wife, my kids, and pony.
I think I can say this. I think I can say this. And I'll just put this out there because I won't get in trouble because right. it's not directed at anybody. But for anybody planning to visit the O'Meara family, I'd like to point out that the greater Fort Myers, Florida area has quite a tourism board and fabulous hotel deals that they offer.
As a matter of fact, I know you put Oscar and I up in a hotel room that was where was it? Coconut
Was it
something?
Nice?
It was
Coconut Point. And it was nice, wasn't it? It wasn't on the water, but you were there.
They had movies right in the room,
right next to the highway.
That's right. It was convenient in and out. The lobby had a handicapped access.
Right. By the way,
everything I look for in a hotel.
If you're looking for the true value near the O'Meara household, I recommend the Red Neckerson Inn and Roadhouse. Right next to the bar Tiki, which look, as far as
is
saloons
is that the Tiki
go,
bar?
That is the one where
I didn't know it was called Bar Tiki.
I would say a week from today, you might want to listen to me and listen to my quality of voice because Mr. Jerky will be getting the look. There are different sites you bring other people to.
That's
all right?
Right.
The one maintenance area with Jerky, not really worried about taking him down to the water or showing him the sights.
Will he be interested in any of the... I know there's a lot of great historical sites all around Florida.
Maybe we have a new place that just opened, you know.
What's that?
I don't know if I've talked about it.
I don't think you have.
Oscar would be excited about this. You would too, actually.
What's that?
Twin Peaks is open down here.
Oh, we researched.
Do you remember the place when we were doing the road trip and Oscar wanted us to go like 3.5 hours out of our way to get to the Twin Peaks location?
He said, we're on 95 South, but there's one in Ohio. We can make it. So we settled. Yeah. What was the name of the Scottish place we
Tilted
went to?
Tilted Kilt.
The Tilted Kilt.
Tilted Kilt went belly up down here. Went out of business.
Most of the waitresses always did.
You know who also invested? There was a Tilted Kilt. There is this massive building. Speaking of, you should get the Robert Irwin or whatever that guy's name, or Robert Irving, whatever his name is.
Got it.
There is a building down here that looks seriously like a castle. It was built probably 10 to 15 years ago, and it is now on maybe its fifth incarnation of
if you own
restaurant.
A failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
So the last incarnation was a Tilted Kilt, and then they brought Jim Belushi in to have Belushi's like Blues Club or whatever the Belushi's. It's a multi-level. I think he's got other locations around the country, and they brought that in, and that now it is.
So do you think it opened up as like a medieval times? Because it was a big space as a castle?
I think it may have been originally an Irish bar because it has that kind of castle-y look to
right.
it. But when Belushi went in and then that part didn't do well,
Mike,
I
Jim
can't
Belushi
understand.
Can't save a business.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't understand if you put a celebrity's name on a restaurant, how it can possibly fail. So anyway, it's but you know, so you can understand when that went belly up. I kind
of
there was like smug satisfaction
of course,
from Mr.
Yeah.
from Captain Loser over here. It's like, oh, okay. See, even a guy that had a TV show can fail in the restaurant.
Even a guy with a famous brother can blow it.
Isn't that wonderful? So it's gone. But the Twin Peaks, shocker, doing gangbusters. I think up
of
here,
course.
It's much closer to the super highway, and
the food is fantastic.
And don't they bill themselves as like a sluttier Hooters?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they
exactly.
They kind of talk
and
about?
I think their theme is it A pony, can you bring it up?
I'm looking at it right now.
I somehow remember it. They all have a theme, right? And Hooters is, well, you know, Hooters is what Hooters is. But the Tilted Kilt was Scottish. And wasn't Twin Peaks something like mountain-oriented or German, maybe?
Lumberjack.
Well, it's like boobs. Ah, Twin Peaks.
Lumberjack. That's what it was. They were lumberjacks.
They have the lumberjack plaid little shirts with the super cleavage, and that's the way. And probably like jean shorts, right? Isn't that what they
that's
wear?
It. Those, yeah.
So we, Carl and I ran in one day, and they didn't have the outdoor bar open, and it was a bunch of you know, old men eating burgers and
this is at the Bar Tiki.
18-year-old waitresses, so we were in and out. You know, when Mrs. O'Mara is curious and wants to go, and I say yes, and then when she wants to leave, I say no. That's it. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I would say there's about a 90% certainty that when Jerky comes down to visit, we will be going Tiki Bar all the way. We will be doing that.
Now, so you said he's only going to be, it sounds like a short stay, like one night maybe?
Well, let me tell you something about Officer Jerky.
Yes.
You don't wish for a long stay, okay? Well, I can't run like Jerky runs anymore. I don't do that. I am not, my liver damage is significant enough that I cannot do that. If I had two nights of Jerky, it would put me in the hospital.
Yeah.
One night is probably going to make for a rough show on Friday. So he's coming into town. We'll probably take him out for a wing and then you know, roll over to the Tiki Bar, give him some popcorn, and you know, 450 beers.
Well, he loves that's the popcorn. Way that's gonna Jerky loves popcorn, so that's the way.
But I'm gonna
go.
Make sure that you know the if it is his bike. I forgot whether his he was getting another bike. He tends to. You've seen him on his motorcycle, right?
I never have seen.
Well,
him
it's
ride.
Not like he has a quiet motorcycle. You know,
oh
it's
yeah,
not
oh,
like he's.
You know what? Yeah. I do remember his motorcycle. It's right. A boy. It's noisy.
Yeah, well, he's the man that you know got on the Super Slab 495 in D.C. With a light rain, perfect conditions for motorcycle
That's
riding.
That's the time you want to go out.
Jumped up on his motorcycle with both his feet on the seat and mooned the car in the pouring rain. he's a good one of my friends. That's one of my pals. That's one of my pals.
He'll do well at the Tiki Bar.
Yeah, and I don't know the lady. I don't know. You know, I don't keep track of his lady friends, but apparently he's got a he said my girlfriend and I.
What
so
you should
I don't
not do, which as Michael Jackson would say, this you should not do. Do not ask him to text a picture to you of his lady, because God knows what you'll get.
Well, no, the thing about it is he, you know, Jerky fancies himself, how do I say this on the regular show, a bit of a smithy.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about you substitute the word if you have blacksmith you substitute another word that
like
would
a
be
rooster
cock-a-doodle-doo.
Right,
yes, thank you very much. So that and so that's never an issue. It's not like he's not going to send me a picture of somebody that you know looks like a manatee.
Well,
it's
no, but the thing is the pictures that he's always sent to you that you've shared with me have been. Oftentimes himself, but inappropriate pictures. Is
well,
all
no,
I'm saying.
No, there's a difference between regular girlfriends
and the
some
pictures
of those
that
pictures.
He sends. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Some of those late night pictures, and let me dance around this one since you brought it up. Right. Since you happen to remember that, and that wasn't a picture, that was a video, I believe, was it not?
I believe it might have had motion. Yes.
Officer Jerky. Videoing something late at night with a big grin on his face.
But the most horrifying one I remember was a still photo when you said, hey, Rob, come here. I said, what? He says, look, here's visual proof. I said, proof of what? He said, visual proof that Officer Jerky had a vasectomy.
There you go.
And he sent us some pictures of his scars. I said,
well,
I don't even want to see
pals.
That on myself. And a great guy.
Let me give a shout out to the Renegade Pigs Motorcycle Club. I don't do that often, so because I don't want Hell's Angels in my yard. But salute, thank you very much.
Are you
much,
an honorary and, member
of the? No, I'm not. No, I. That
I know
would
you've
required,
run with them. You've run. With
I've
them.
Run with them, but that would require some doing. And you know, since I moved down to this quieter lifestyle, I a lot of things I did in Northern Virginia to cope. I no longer do down here in South Florida.
You know, I'm thinking that's, back now about Officer Jerky's motorcycle. Maybe best to have him park at the Walmart. And then you just go
pick him up.
Yeah. I'll meet you by the cart.
Kind of hard to find the house, Jerky. I'm going to meet you about 3 miles up the road. We're going to put you in the back of the car under a blanket. That's the way that's going to work. By the way, before we get out of here, I'm not going to let you off the hook.
Okay.
Are you celebrating Valentine's Day? Are you getting each other any kind? Well, not a, you don't, men don't get gifts. Are you getting Mrs. Spiewak a gift?
Nope. We don't do it.
You got a free pass?
Yeah. We don't do Valentine's Day. We just never have. She doesn't dig it. Now, not to say that her birthday isn't a national holiday, and that preparation for her birthday is, you know, weeks out. But as far as Valentine's Day, she's always looked at it as a waste of money, and she doesn't care. So, yes, the tradition continues.
Wonderful. You lucky bastard. Anyway, that's it. We'll
hey,
take
Mike,
a break.
It's one of the magical things about being in a loveless marriage.
Congratulations. Happy BD, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Carlo O'Meara.
Hey, look over
you here. Know what I was just thinking about? Yeah, you guessed it. What am I always thinking about? Rob Spiewak.
Nice.
He's so much easier to talk to than those other guys on the show. I think it's his approachability that makes him so special. Why not approach Rob with a letter for the mailbag? Send your message to Rob at Mike.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Mike, do another one, you lazy bastard.
That's a sexy one. That. Yeah. Very nice.
Second time I've said bastard in there. Anyway, it's Rob's mailbag. Two B's. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Don't be like Spiewak.
No.
Get your lovely someone a lovely gift. And Valentine's gifts can be tricky. You want to give something unique that she'll love. Sherry's Berries. Got them in the refrigerator right now. They're
so
fantastic.
The
they
best.
Are always guaranteed to be a winner. They really are. They're giant freshly dipped strawberries. Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99, over a 40% savings. And if you want to achieve some real hero status, doppel them.
Doppel berries.
Huh? Rob, why don't you explain to the listening audience what doppelberries mean?
Doppelberries is it's based on an old German tradition, and when the springtime sun would hang light in the sky, they
I'm
would
trying
say,
to sell product here, Rob. Please,
you can double the berries for a nominal fee. It's
thank
a German word,
$10.
Meaning double.
That's $10 more.
It's fantastic.
That's right. Doppelberry. Simply click the microphone and use our code TMOS. Glad we punched out of that. Massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. I got yelled at yesterday because
why?
I ate one of them during this commercial yesterday, and Mrs. O'Meara caught me. She said, there's a Sherry's berry missing. I said, yes, I was selling the product, and I ate one. Thank you.
Just doing my job. Dear.
Happy Valentine's Day! Here is the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99 or doppelberries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic. TMOS. Don't be a stupid cupid. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Don't let people tell you that the Super Bowl is in San Francisco this year because it's not.
No, it is. I seen it on TV.
It's in Silicon Valley, Rob Spiewak.
Boo.
That is over an hour south of San Francisco. And since people there just love flashing their money around, it's how something like this happens. This Super Bowl now has the most expensive tickets of any sporting event in United States history.
You know, I was looking at all the crap on TV this morning, and you know, the one thought that kept running through my head is I'm so glad we don't go do those shows anymore. It
well,
is such
we did a lot
hassle.
Of them.
It's
we did a lot of them.
Such a hassle.
I would have to say that now, that, you know, they talk about the 1%, that you've got a pretty elite group, because one ticket is now selling for an average. This is an average of $4,957. That to me has taken this game out of the, you know, out of the realm by leaps and bounds of the average, say, Denver or Carolina fan. This is it's probably corporate America. That's all you're going to see.
That's all
there.
It's going to exist. That's all it is. And you know what? We actually saw it develop.
What are you texting?
I'm not texting. I'm figuring out at a $4,000 ticket, let's say the stadium seats 75,000, and that's probably low. That
right.
means that tickets alone are going to generate $300 million. Tickets. That's not merchandise. That's not food. That's not fees. That's the just the face value of the tickets, $300
would you like
million.
To,
dollars.
Would you like to guess what the previous record for ticket prices, what event it was? Would you like to
I'd
guess?
Like to guess. Was it right. at the State Theater?
Hey, that's right. It was Omericon 2015.
I remember. I remember also $300 million.
The old record was the Mayweather-Pacquiao boxing match, the worst worst ripoff of any sporting event in history. Tickets were going for $4,672.
Yeah, but also know that but a boxing event is smaller. You're not having a stadium-sized thing. It's crazy. Oh, my God.
Truly amazing. Scientists have finally figured out why the internet is making us so much dumber.
Good.
Fortunately, the explanation is pretty easy to understand, even for our soft and mushy brains.
Thank you.
It's because of links. We talk about links all the time on this show. That's it. Here's why. When you read something online, you're constantly bombarded by links to other articles, videos, and pictures. Plus, there are ads. So many ads. That makes your brain work while it reads because it has to make decisions.
Okay.
When you read a book, you don't have any choices like that. And because your brain isn't making decisions, it does a better job processing what it's reading and committing to memory. This, to me, if you want a better explanation, would be attention deficit disorder, where we're just so scattered. I think we're impatient. No one wants to think about deep thoughts. We move at warp speed. We are always. What are you looking at, Mac?
Nothing.
Do you have anything? Do you have a? Are you looking at your computer? Were you looking at your computer?
No.
While I'm doing the show. Were you looking? Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
I was untangling a wire.
Oh, thank you. See the attention deficit that we deal with?
But do you believe him? He's a known liar.
Mm. Oh, come on.
But, you know, that's where
sense,
we all
though.
Are.
It makes
sense. I'm as guilty as the next person. I'll be sitting there. If I've got 5 minutes that aren't occupied, I will be clicking on something just because I need constant stimulation. It's ridiculous.
This is the same reason my parents wouldn't let me have the TV on when I did homework, because you had to focus on your homework. And and I've been into lately on the ride in and out of work. I've been listening to audiobooks. And it's so great to have someone read to you and not have to click through to links and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just so focused.
And it's probably better for you.
Yeah.
Mickey D's, we love them because they're doing everything in their power to get us more healthy, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
McDonald's added kale salads to their menu.
Oh, that sounds great.
When I think low calorie, if you want the one food that I would say is the poster child for low calorie food, it's kale. Is there anything that just screams, I don't taste good, but I'm going to make you feel better, right?
Yeah, it's really a classic hipster. This is the food of the future. It's one of the, you know, Mike, it's one of the superfoods.
If you order the kale Caesar salad with crispy chicken and add the dressing, the kale salad at McDonald's adds up to 730 calories and 53 grams of fat.
Wow.
Do you know what? That is more than a double Big Mac.
Oh my
God. Really?
Yes. So go ahead and order the Big Mac, which has 4 hamburger patties, but only 680 calories and 38 grams of fat. I am stunned by that.
Wow.
How am I doing? Are we doing okay here?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Yeah.
Connectivity A-OK?
Yeah, we're good stuff.
My buddy, James. I want to shout out James from Comcast, working with us this week, doing a fantastic
job. Treated you like a human being, bless his heart.
It was very good to put a face on that giant company. Very good. Here's some horrible, awful, soul-crushing news. Sofia Vergara is getting a breast reduction.
No!
But there's the slightly more assuring news. It's not happening anytime soon. She says, quote, in 10 years, I think it would be good to have a reduction. I wouldn't make them too small, just enough that I don't end up looking like an old stripper. She adds, quote, my boobs are 32 triple D. 32 triple D.
That's a great statistic.
Yeah, nice. Just linger on that one for a minute. I'm sorry. because they're real, they're everywhere, so I need my dresses to have structure and Under Armour. There's so much going on under my dresses that I bleed at the end of awards ceremonies.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Means they're moving around a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sophia's first world problems, she's also had to watch herself age on TV over the past several years. Quote, it just makes me want to kill myself, but what can I do? I'll be sad when the wolf whistles stop. I'm already sad that men have started calling me Senora. She's funny.
I don't think she's aged that much. I watch Modern Family every week. I think she looks great.
It's fine to me, but I'm an old man. Facebook had its 12th birthday yesterday, and they celebrated by challenging the idea that we're all 6 degrees of separation from each other. Now that we're all online, apparently it's more like 3.5. Listen to this. Oh. This is an interesting story. They ran the numbers on all 1.6 billion people on Facebook and found the average user is just 3.57 degrees of separation away from anyone else. This is where I get to the promote the show part that I talked about earlier.
Okay.
In the U.S., it's only 3.46. That's the average. But if you go to Facebook's research blog while you're signed in, it'll show your average. For example, Mark Zuckerberg's number is 3.17, and they say almost everyone is between 2.9 and 4.2 from everybody.
That's
incredible.
Crazy.
They explain it like this. If you have 100 friends who also have 100 friends, that means 10,000 people are just 2 degrees of separation away from you. And if all their friends have 100 friends, then 1 million people are within 3 degrees of separation.
Makes sense.
This doesn't mean that the old 6 degrees of separation number is necessarily wrong, because they only looked at Facebook users, and there are about 6 billion people in the world who aren't on Facebook. In case you're wondering, Kevin Bacon does have a Facebook page, but they don't list any specific stats about him. But I think that's pretty... So it just tells me... Doesn't it tell you that in some way we could reach out and, take care of everybody on Facebook?
For example, Mike, all you have to do is to be friends with me and you have access to Chuck Woolery.
That's exciting.
It's
That's
magical, exciting isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now a little something something. Behold the addictive and crime-fighting power of social media again. 33-year-old Thomas Kalottel of McLean, Georgia, broke into a hotel in Washington, D.C. back on December 30th and stole some stuff at the concierge's desk. He also broke into two other hotels and a restaurant in January, but it's that first hotel burglary that sunk him because he just had to check Twitter during the break-in. While he was stealing stuff from the concierge desk, he logged onto his Twitter account using their computer. When the cops were reviewing the security camera footage, they saw him messing around on the computer, reviewed the browser history, figured out that he'd logged into Twitter, and they used that to identify the guy.
What
so he was
jerk.
On Twitter on the hotel computer with his ID. Duh. He was arrested on Saturday. Hashtag dumbass. Hashtag lucky. Hashtag think. Hashtag sad trombone. Hashtag tired of hashtags. What the hell was that? Hello?
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I apologize. I messed up.
That was only my kicker. We're going to take a break and let's get right to the cake and cookies promo on the Mike O'Mara show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Me amo cake.
Me amo cookie.
It's the show.
Payback.
I agree.
Thank you.
I apologize, Mike. You know
that's
what?
That's right.
There's nothing I hate more than that. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Club W. One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing with a nice glass of wine. One of the great tragedies in life is when you don't have that wine to enjoy. Well, with Club W, you never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. I love mine. I love this wine. Not only do they send you wine, they send you the wine that you love, because what they do is ask you 6 easy questions in their palate profile quiz. You answer the questions, Club W makes sure every bottle you receive will be tailored to your taste. Takes out the guesswork. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every single bottle they send because they ask you what you like. They even offer a no-risk guarantee that you will absolutely love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W cuts out the middleman, and that saves you money. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, Feb 5, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
I don't know why I allow myself to get optimistic each and every week, but the host of Saturday Night Live this Saturday, Mike, is Larry David. And no better time to have him out there with Bernie.
Get ready.
I know.
Get ready for disappointment.
It's going to be bad.
You're not going to have a guy that performs well in sketches. You're going to be yes, he will do Bernie Sanders.
And they'll probably do it in the open, and then
it'll be Kate McKinnon and Larry David, doing that. That'll be funny. I might look in just for that, because you know what's going to happen afterwards.
It'll be
Bobby Moynihan doing something not funny.
But what I do love is that they still do these Saturday Night Live promos that seem to only air on the internet. I'd never see them on television, and they're usually 10 seconds. This one goes 47, and it's Larry David just being so Larry David-y. I wanted to share it with you. It's him with Leslie Jones, who's also very funny.
Hello, I'm Larry David, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest The 1975. Well, you don't have to watch it. Don't worry about it. If you got something to do, honest to God, go ahead and do it. It's not a big deal.
You do have to watch. 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 Huh? Don't listen to him. You have to watch. Yes, you do have to watch. Yes, they do have to watch. That's why we're doing the promos. Why do you think we're doing the promos?
Well, what's the difference if they watch or not? The show's been on for 40 years. Who cares, really?
What? We care. We care. Yeah. The show cares.
You know what?
People watch.
I'd rather they didn't watch, to tell you the truth.
What?
Why do I need them watching?
Because you are the guest of the show.
Yeah, I'm not any good. I'm not going to be any good.
Then what? Somebody call Lauren. Why did he even hire you, man?
I don't know. It's a big mistake. Huge, huge mistake.
I love him. I think he's the best. All right. So we shall see. I would love to be pleasantly surprised that they turn in something that was worthwhile.
Would you like to make a wager?
No.
Okay, no. You know. We both we both root for that show occasionally, but it continues to occasionally disappoint.
This is a weird... I needed to actually print out the setup to get this right. This is a New Zealand newsreader, Mike. And she has to do a story about a former Malaysian diplomat who believed in black magic, and he defecated on a woman's doorstep to make her fall in love with him. Wow. And his cover story is that...
Worked for me.
We always wonder what made Carla fall in love with you.
Absolutely. Was that you? You betcha, honey.
But
I love you.
He actually, his cover story is that it was just that he had fecal urgency. And
I was so skilled that I was able to do it in the shape of a heart.
It really was a great Valentine's Day. But it's a little more than this newscaster can handle, and an unfortunate story that follows it. I just love to hear someone who genuinely breaks up.
He said he'd had an emergency defecation situation and needed to use her bathroom, but the judge in the case found he had a sexual motive.
An emergency defecation situation.
Anyway, carry on, Hillary.
Yeah, just as you
would. I think
I'm
having one myself. Because this next story is so tragic, I cannot be laughing. Right. Investigators believe a bomb caused the explosion on a plane which has just taken off from the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, and one of the 74 passengers on board was sucked out.
Oh, God.
And I'm not laughing at that. As the plane was at relatively low altitude, there was no violent decompression and it held together. No one is responsibility. Today could be the day I lose my job.
I just love it because that felt
that's
so
the
genuine.
Best one. Today could be the day I lose my job. That's funny.
Chelsea Clinton is out stumping for her ma and an unfortunate slip of the tongue yesterday on the campaign trail.
We also need to strip away the immunity that Senator Sanders voted for.
Don't make him president yet.
They're having a rough week. The Clintons are having a bit of a rough week. It's
not a good
fun
one.
To watch.
Not a good one for them. And this is cool. Dave Grohl did an interview, and by all accounts, and I've heard it from different corners, he's just a good guy. The guy from, of course, he started with Nirvana, and now he's in the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, they said, Dave, what did you learn from being in Nirvana? And this is what he said.
What was the thing that you, or were there a few things that were like, I'm definitely not repeating that?
Definitely not going to do heroin. There's just some things that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, Nirvana became too big too quick. You know, bands are like families that go through uncomfortable growing pains. And if it happens all at once, it's just too much to handle. I got lucky because when the band got popular, if I ever felt overwhelmed with what was going on, I would just go back to Virginia and sleep in the bed that I slept in when I was 5 years old and have barbecues with my friends from fourth grade. And
I won't betray any confidences, but I know this. He keeps his childhood house in Springfield, and at that house he has a Honda. And when he comes into town, a limo picks him up at the airport. but he goes and stays in his house and just drives around the town by himself. Huh. That's how he stays
grounded.
That is
such a cool bit of trivia. He is a cool guy. I'd love to get him on the show sometime.
Oh, he's so cool.
I bet he listened to us growing up. I bet he did.
He was pretty punked out guy. I think he might have been in the punk movement. He might not have been into the top 40 stuff. I know this for a fact. Interesting trivia.
We did a comedy show back then.
I understand.
We did a comedy morning show. I bet he listened to us.
This is an interesting bit of trivia. My friend Brad was in a band in high school, and at one point Dave Grohl opened for my friend Brad.
It was Dave Grohl opened for the Angry Camaro Drivers.
That's it. That's the one. Oh, and I had a pleasure of paying $1.72 for gas yesterday. Gas is so cheap.
Saw $1.69 down here.
It's a pleasure. It's almost a pleasure to fill up the Tahoe. But Mike, these prices, all oil-based products, you know, the prices are crazy.
A new article has found that a 55-gallon barrel of sex lube is now over 36 times more expensive than a barrel of oil. Of course, if you're shopping for lube by the barrel, that might not be your biggest problem.
So keep that in mind, people who are lonely. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Friday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike McIntosh, Adrian
Garcia,
Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Rob Ford, Maddie, Rachel. What's the new girl?
Lou.
Mike O'Mara saying, have a fabulous weekend, everybody, and enjoy the SB. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.